And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Ryan Bostian from the San Diego. We call him Mr. Yellowtail because he catches a lot of those things. And we're going to talk more fishing here. Stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pagas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. What a great show today.
Indeed. Good morning, our good friend Captain Ryan Bostian from the San Diego. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Great to have you in the studio here. Man, you've been fishing every day on the San Diego, now called not a three-quarter day trip, a full day trip, appropriately so,
it should
right?
be, right?
Yeah, we figured it was time to let people know that there's a pretty good chance they may not be home till 7. So we're calling it a full day trip now. We leave at 5:30 in the morning, fishing the Coronado Islands. We just figured full day was more appropriate.
Yeah, indeed. So how's fishing?
It's up and down, you know, like it is a lot of springs. Weather-based fishing right now. If we get a stretch of good weather, we catch yellowtail. We haven't caught much yellowtail in the last 4 or 5 days, but they're still around. They'll show up. We'll get back on them. We've been catching some big bonita the last couple of days, lingcod, rockfish, you know, variety of fish at the Coronado Islands. Always looking for yellowtail, though. They're at the top of the list. We spend at least 3 hours each trip looking for yellowtail. We had good fishing a week ago, good fishing the week before that. So they're around. If we get a stretch of weather, they seem to pop right back up.
Yeah. It's always been my favorite thing, and you've talked about it on the show, and obviously we've, you know, we both got to experience fishing with you, but you always said that, you know, you're a, not that there's anything not fun about catching big lings and reds, but, you know, the San Diego's focus always has been and always will be on catching yellowtail, and if there's a shot to do it, that's the focus going to get put on it.
Yeah, it's the big draw, you know, it's what people want to do. You can catch rockfish and lingcod a lot of different places in this state, but, you know, Coronado Islands is kind of known for its yellowtail fishing since the beginning of sport fishing, really, and that's what we like to target. And with these electronics we have now, we figured out that, you know, they're around a lot more than we used to think. You know, all of the yellowtail that we have caught this year, if we were to try to catch them the way we used to do it in the old days by sitting on the anchor, chumming, waiting for them to come to us, we would have caught zero yellowtail far. Yeah.
Wow.
But there's been some 70, 80, 90 fish days already this spring, and if you didn't have a side scan sonar, you would not even know that they're there.
Yeah.
There's no birds on them.
Yep.
Pete, you were there.
We witnessed it.
Yeah, you witnessed it. I mean, it's
we didn't see a thing.
You don't see a thing. And these electronics are just so good now that it's really changed the game. We can fish yellowtail most of the year now.
Yeah.
You guys have never spared expense on electronics on that boat, and this year upgraded again, probably not even by necessity, but just because there's yet an even better mousetrap, so San Diego doesn't, I know, ever spare an expense when it comes to that.
We had a perfectly fine working up and down meter, but we started to get word of these new transducers, these high-low-wide frequency, high-low-wide broadband transducers where you could adjust the frequency of them, and man, it's really nice. The detail in this picture and the power of it, it's 3 kilowatts. Our old one used to be 1 kilowatt.
Yeah.
You know, so we've tripled our power, and we really like it. So yeah, we don't spare any expenses when it comes to fish finding equipment. I feel that when you fish around here, when you fish within 30 miles of the coast, you bet you need to see everything that's happening around your boat. It's not like we're fishing 700 miles from the point where there hasn't been a boat in a month. You know, we're fishing area that gets fished a lot.
A lot.
We need to see every fish.
Yeah. But, you know, the cool thing is about this springtime fishing is that, you know, maybe you didn't catch a yellowtail yesterday, but, man, the size of those bonita and lingcod and reds. I mean, what incredible fishing you have.
Yeah, the Coronado Islands is a fantastic place for diversity, you know, that if we went down there and just targeted bottom fish all day, you could have a great trip.
Yeah.
So it's a fallback plan for us. If we can't find yellowtail, we'll fish bottom fish, bonita. Some of the bonita right now are 10-plus pounds. Great big ones. Yeah. We had a passenger, Eric, can some for us. Boy, every bit as good as canned yellowfin tuna.
Really?
Yeah, very, very good. If you haven't tried it, you should try it.
We've said it a bunch of times before, but, boy, the same thing rings out. Like, you kind of also change the way that you think about fish like that were maybe always thought of as, you know, not the best table fare. When all of a sudden you can go on a three-quarter-day boat where the fish is bled and then immediately put into an RSW, it changes the appeal of, you know, barracuda and bonita and those things that were not highly sought after. Like, once you take the care that you guys are able to do now, it's a total different game.
Yeah, there's a big, big difference between a fish that sat in a burlap bag for 9 hours and one. I mean, a lot of them were just, to be perfectly honest, they were rotten by the time you got back to the dock.
Oh, yeah.
After sitting in a burlap bag all day.
Soft and
gross, yeah. And now you should see these bonita and barracuda that come out of the well. They're beautiful.
That's rad.
Beautiful,
speaking of barracuda, you seen any of that?
We have not. Not yet. You know, we haven't really looked around in traditional barracuda areas yet. We haven't spent much time in the shallow kelpie areas yet. Everything's been, for the most part, you know, deep and kelp-free zones where we've been seeing this yellowtail. There may be some around. There's a lot of anchovy around. I know they like to be close to those. Thresher sharks, been seeing some of those.
No kidding.
Those things are around, yeah. Kind of cool. But, no barracuda yet, but I'm sure they're coming.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. So tell us about the schedule for the San Diego, a little bit about the boat that our listeners may not be familiar with.
Yeah.
Most everybody is, but
let's
just talk about the boat and the operation.
Yeah, so we operate out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, which is in Mission Bay across the street from SeaWorld, and we do the all-day trip, the full-day trip. We leave at 5:30 in the morning. We come back anywhere between 5 and 7 in the evening. And we are going to fish for the best available fish in our range, which is anywhere within 50 miles of Mission Bay.
50 miles?
Yeah, comfortably. Wow. 50. You know, we've stretched it out 50-plus miles before, but really for us to fish it comfortably, it needs to be within 50 miles. And, you know, that may be most of the time, especially this time of year, it's the Coronado Islands. But, you know, as you guys know, we will stretch it out and go offshore fishing for tuna, yellowtail and Dorado offshore, bluefin tuna the last couple of years. So anywhere within 50 miles that we feel the best available fishing is where we're going to go. Right now we're fishing the Coronado Islands, and you need a passport to get a visitor's visa to fish. So if you're going to come with us, make sure you bring a passport. And we operate out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. We're all over the websites and Instagram,
yeah.
Facebook.
You can book on online.
Yes.
You can call Marcos on the radio right there in the office.
Yes.
Yeah. And any of those things. So tell us about the boat and the electronics that you put on there. You talk about these amazing electronics and the boat itself. You keep that boat in pristine condition.
We try. You know, this sport boats in our fleet now, they're getting old. You know, the San Diego was built in 1965, so it takes a lot of work to keep these things safe and in operating condition. It's a 75 by 25 foot Detmar Donaldson, kind of the classic sport boat, you know, look to it. Big, huge open galley, upper deck seating. It's a great trip for beginners if you want to bring a kid out that hasn't been fishing before. We've in the last 10 years have put a lot of money into electronics. You know, I have some friends in the fishing industry, and sometimes they look at me a little sideways with some of the electronics that I'm buying, you know, but I've always had the feeling, the thought in my head that, you know, we're fishing waters that get fished a lot. You know, I could, if I were going to a place that hadn't seen a sport boat in a month, I could probably get by with less than ideal electronics and still catch fish. I mean, around here, you just need to see everything. If one fish swims by the boat, I want to know it. You know, I don't want to wait till 50 tons swims underneath the boat to know that they're there. You know, we need to be able to see everything. So that's why I've always put a lot of money into electronics.
And it's paid off.
And it's paid off.
You're like the Highliner guy.
I
know it's a lot of it is you. Of course, most of it is you, but some of it is due to the quality of the electronics.
Oh, yeah, a lot of it.
Crew, I fished offshore with Booger multiple times, and there's not a crew member on that boat that doesn't have their eyes glued in a pair of gyros. And then when it became an offshore thing, you guys put, you know, a super comfortable bucket on the boat to maximize that yet again. And just like that's the thing that I just have so much respect for. And it's just the right way to do it. I mean, there isn't, you know, an expense spared or a thought spared or whatever. Like, nothing goes into any thought other than let's be the most effective that can possibly be.
Yeah, there's so many things out there on the ocean that are out of our control. So everything that I can control out there, I don't want to spare any expense. I just want to go for it.
Yeah, you want to catch fish.
Yeah, I've always admired kind of the tackle shops that have everything. You know, it's like if you're going to open a tackle shop, you better have tons of tackle.
All the stuff.
You know, or don't open at all.
Yeah.
And that's always kind of been my thought. You know, if I'm going to do this fishing thing for a living, I'm going to do it as best I can.
As best you can.
We're going to buy everything.
Yeah, there you go. Everything that makes it possible. So
yeah.
So we talk about yellowtail fishing the Coronado Islands. Okay, when tuna move in, how much does those electronics play into catching tuna? Is it just as important?
Just as important.
Yeah.
It's important for everything we do. You know, that when I first started driving sport boats, we didn't have a plotter. All I had was just a GPS that gave you the numbers. And I didn't think I really needed a plotter. But I remember talking to my good friend Brian Kiyohara, and he's like, you need a plotter. It'll change your life. And now I don't think I could leave the dock without one. I'm so, you know, in tune with that plotter and following fathom curves and water edges. And electronics are very, very important fishing tuna as well.
And that's what the plotter does for you, is it helps you follow curves and
fathom walk. Fathom curves, yeah.
Rather than just knowing where you are, you know where you are in relation to the ocean.
Right, the big picture. You know, I always try to look at the big picture. You know, why was there 10 schools seen right here in this little area today? And look at the plotter and try to figure it out. Another thing our electronics have really helped us with is the bottom fishing at the Coronado Islands. You know, we just drive around and we put marks on everything that looks good as we drive around. And after about 8 years of doing that, I started staring at my plotter going, man, that's weird. Like, a lot of these waypoints are in straight lines and connected, and you could just connect the dots.
Interesting.
And, yeah, really, really cool. So now instead of getting a one-minute drift for rockfish, if conditions are right, we can line up these spots and get a 45-minute drift.
Nice. It
really changes that, too.
Makes a big difference.
You mentioned something there that would be so smart for all of us to take heed of is, you know, when you're driving around, you mark everything that looks good. If it's August and you're fishing yellowtail and you drive over a big rock in your private boat, you probably don't think twice about it. But why would you not drive, you know, go in reverse, drive back over the top of that thing, put a mark on your meter, because come January, you'd be so stoked to know where that same stone was. But when you're busy chasing yellowtail, you just don't think twice about it. And
absolutely,
if you did that every time, you'd have a collection of killer spots that you'd make a day out of.
Make
hot
a pattern.
Spots. And, yeah, totally.
And it's funny, too, how many times, like, the yellowtail actually follow those rockfish spots.
Interesting.
You know, we'll get on a school of yellowtail, and I'll see, well, that's kind of funny. This school's sitting right on one of our rockfish spots. And look, there's another one over here. And we drive towards that one, and bam, there's the school of yellowtail again.
School,
it's
yes,
just,
man,
you know, running the ridges.
Sure.
Yeah,
just swimming up the structure.
Yeah.
Cool.
So there are some people that are intimidated with going to Mexico on the boat, having a passport. I mean, everybody should have a passport. It's an easy thing to have. Passport or passport card is actually good on the San Diego. How do you respond to that?
I would say just give it a try. You know, the guys at Seaforth are so good at getting us off the dock. All you have to do is get a passport or a passport card. I would recommend that passport card. Keep it in your tackle box, because there's guys that forget it in the morning. And just hand it to the guys at Seaforth in the morning, and they will handle everything else. All you have to do is sign in on the manifest and then get on the boat after that.
No different than fishing in California waters.
No different. Hand them.
Other than, you know, you have to buy the permit, and that's part of the price of the trip.
It is.
Those guys at Seaforth are so fast. I'm certain. I've been fishing there my whole life. They're just as fast now doing immigration documents as they were just checking in for a normal trip beforehand. I mean, there's no difference. There is absolutely nothing you do other than hand a passport over, buy your ticket.
That's all you do.
Yeah,
you
outside behind the scenes, you wouldn't know there was anything different.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard passengers talk about just that, you know, on the way down. I thought we needed to get, like, visas or something, and actually, you know, they've already been handled.
You did.
You did, yeah. You did. Yeah, you have to pay for it, and that's a bummer. They're kind of expensive, but we're still fishing there, and
that's the key.
It's not a headache at all.
Yeah. Would you pay $25 or $30 for the opportunity to fish in Mexico? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question about it. And that's kind of what it is.
That's
because
just the way
if it wasn't, how much would you pay?
Exactly.
Right? If the fish are biting,
yep,
and you'd want to go
drive to a potentially lesser productive zone and see how fast you'd pull $25 out of your wallet to go to somewhere where you know it was better. you couldn't do it fast enough.
Yeah,
yes,
no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Captain Ryan Bostian is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to fishing our local waters.
Yeah, so much great stuff to talk about and so much fun. And if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, we want to hear from you. There's two ways that you can join us this morning. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking all kinds of fishing, talking all kinds of fun, we are also got a great prize for you today. And someone at the end of the show is going to get to go fishing on board the San Diego with Captain Ryan Bostian. We're giving away two passes. Again, two lucky callers at the end of the show today are each going to get in on that great fishing that we talk about this morning. And all throughout the show, at Let's Talk Hookup. I mean, just a great opportunity to go fishing on what is no doubt the most fantastic fishing trip on board the San Diego. Yeah, very cool. Again, if you want to get your chance to talk to Captain Ryan or your chance at winning one of those full-day trips, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Had a dream,
it's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff DuBois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, I have a great show lined up for you today. Captain Ryan Boston from the San Diego. I want to remind you, if you missed yesterday's show, we announced our big new app. Let's Talk Hookup radio show. Just go to your app store or the Google Play Store on your Android device and download our new app. It's free. So if some people are saying, well, how come you're charging 99 cents for it? It's like, no, our app is free because if you pay for it, you're downloading the wrong app. So it's free. We have our archives and information about the show. We have Listen Live on there. You can even call the show from the app. A lot of stuff, and it's just beginning. Our friend Adam on the other side of the glass is managing that for us and really going to have some app-only content. So if you haven't downloaded our new app, go to your App Store or the Google Play Store on your Android device and download Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show or just Let's Talk Hookup and you'll see it and it's free.
Yeah, for sure. Well, before we get into the phones, I got to wish a very happy birthday to my dad. Today's
oh,
dad's
no
birthday.
Way. I know happy birthday, Todd Father.
Yeah, so I want to wish happy birthday to dad. We're going to have a cool hang out. Whole fam's going out to dinner tonight, but want to make sure I wish happy birthday to Dad.
So, happy birthday, totally. Godfather. Great to see him back in good health.
Yeah, for sure. That. Hey, well, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump right into them. Everybody wants to talk to Ryan. Let's start with Sherry. Looks like Sherry just dropped off. We're going to talk to Rich then, calling us from Camarillo this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, gentlemen. Hope everybody's doing well this morning. My question is on fishing the flat fall. How do you fish that for bluefin and yellowtail? Do you wait for a strike on the drop, or are you retrieving it?
For me, I really like those flat falls for bluefin fishing. When we're offshore and they're swimming underneath the boat deep, that's where I feel that they're at their best. But people do fish them for yellowtail and just about everything else that we fish for. And honestly, me, myself, I've only caught a few fish on the flat fall. I've seen a lot of passengers catch them. And it seems to me, and Rick and Pete could probably attest to this, most of the bites are on the sink. You know, the few fish that I have personally caught on them, I'm just dropping it down, and then all of a sudden my line starts taking off really fast, and I got one.
Yeah, put it in gear and start winding.
That's how I've had my bites. But I have seen people get bit all different ways, you know, winding it up fast, jerking it and winding it up, you know. But a lot of the bites that I've seen come on the sink.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of bites on the flat fall jig, Lori from the American Angler told me they added a day-and-a-half trip on the American Angler. It departs this Friday at 5 p.m., and I just looked it up at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. $400 for a day-and-a-half trip on the American Angler. They're calling it a bluefin shakedown. So that's going to go quickly. So if you want to go jump on a great trip on the American Angler, go with the guys from the American Angler. I mean, you know, you're friends with them. I mean, no better operation.
Yeah, if you want to check out the boat for the first time, if you haven't been on it yet, great opportunity. And just if I were going on a day-and-a-half trip, that's where I'd want to be, for sure.
I mean, if that was the season, that trip would be over $600, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's a great deal.
Yeah, $400, limited to 28 passengers on the American Angler. Better get on it. Go to AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com or just give Lori a call in the American Angler, leaving Friday evening at 5 p.m., day-and-a-half trip on the American Angler.
That's a deal.
Bluefin shake.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Hey, Dee in Laguna Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dee. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, you guys. And I'm Captain Ryan. I'm thinking about fishing on your boat this coming week. I would like to know what pound tackle, hooks, or jigs should I bring?
Right now, the tackle is pretty basic. The most popular rig you're going to use right now is like a 40-pound yo-yo rod. Most of the yellowtail that we have been catching have come on the yo-yo jigs, just a 40-pound rod and reel that you can fish a full-size 6X or a 6X Junior, a flat fall, or a Tatty 4-0 on. And then that rod can also double as your rockfish rod. If we don't see yellowtail or if we can't stay busy with yellowtail, we can cut your jig off of that rod. Tie a 8-ounce torpedo sinker on, a couple 2-aught live bait hooks up above it, and fish bottom fish like that. And then the second rod and reel that I would bring right now would just be a standard 25-pound fly line bait rod. We're starting to see more and more of these yellowtail come up and boil around when we start chumming on them. So,
wow.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fish on the fly line in the last couple of weeks. And the bonita, most of the bonita have been coming on the fly line.
Fly line sardine. Wow.
Yeah. So with those two setups right there, a 25-pound fly line bait rod, a 40-pound yo-yo rod, you can do it all. Now, of course, you could bring specialized tackle. You could bring a surface iron rod, a 9 or a 10-foot surface iron rod if you're into that. And you could also bring like a dedicated bottom fishing rod with a lot of spectra on it and a short top shot of mono. If you want to do that, you could come out with four. But certainly you don't need it.
Don't need it.
Yeah.
So what pulls harder, a 10-pound bonita or a 10-pound yellowtail?
Yeah, you know, they're different. I'd have to give the nod to the bonita.
Yeah.
they are different.
Beasts, huh?
Yeah, they're... If those things got up to 60, 70, 80 pounds, I don't think you'd ever catch them. They're amazing. They're an amazing fish.
Yeah. And like you say, if you take care of them like your RSW on the San Diego,
they're so good.
Lead them.
They're so good. Yeah. They're just fragile. You know, they're not going to hold well in the freezer. You don't want to eat them 3 days after you caught them. But if you eat them the day you caught them or the next day and they've been taken care of, they are delicious.
Jim Salazar, who's from CCA and running the Battle of the Bays tournament for the big kayak tournament coming up for CCA, sashimi'd some.
Yeah.
Brought it to one of the events, and it's pretty darn good sashimi, too.
Yeah, it is pokey. Yeah. It makes really good pokey.
Yeah. So discount the bonita. It's not so nice to have them back, because when I was a kid, that was like the staple, man. We'd go out and catch bonita and just have a great time. And then they disappeared for so many years.
Yeah.
And now they're back.
They're back, yeah. And they're big.
Yeah, and they're big. They grew up, right? Yeah, cool. Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now.
All right, well, let's jump right back into them. Talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Dan.
I got a question and comment and another question. First, the four remotes, one of those starting, and then my comment was, I was fishing with Ryan, got my first sea bass with him. And then, I know, like, the whole armada follows you out of the out of the bay, and just fishing, you're fishing the Squid Grounds parking lot, and fishing slowed down, and then Ryan took off because he didn't want to tell us over the loudspeaker because everybody was going to follow him, right? So, another boat was coming up the line and saw a school of yellows, and he called Ryan, and we went down there, and only two of the boats followed us, but that was my comment. And another question, is blue and white still the ticket for that yo-yo? Thanks.
Yeah. As far as color of yo-yos, we keep it real simple on the San Diego. Blue and white, scrambled egg, can't go wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And what, the big like a big 6X or just a regular size 6X junior, what's best?
We like people to bring both. Bring both. The full-size yo-yo jigs and the junior-size yo-yo jigs. And for me, it just depends on what depth of water we are seeing the school in. If we see a school out in 200 foot, it's really hard to beat those full-size jigs. They just get down faster. If we're seeing schools in 90 feet of water, it seems like that full-size jig is just too much. It doesn't quite have the flutter effect that the junior size has. So we'll let you know on the way down, hey, last couple of days we've been seeing all the schools out deep, tie the big one on. Or last couple of days we've been seeing all the schools up shallow, tie the small one on. That's where checking in with the crew is so important.
How do you make the determination, you know, as an angler, if you put yourself on the deck, you know, whether you should go in with the fly line bait or the yo-yo jig? I mean, is it just the, you know, is every day different? Or, you know, I mean, what do you think that you would choose, you know, if you're in the shoes of the guys fishing with you?
Yeah, that's a tough call, too, because the biggest problem I see people having on the boat is when they're flip-flopping back and forth between everything. It's I made a cast with the fly line. That didn't work. Now I'm grabbing my yo-yo jig. Now I'm going to throw the surface iron in. I'm just, you know, I'm changing too much. That never seems to work out. What we tell people is fish your strengths. Fish what you're good at. Or if you're out there to try to learn a new technique, if you've never fished a surface iron before, if you want to catch one on the surface iron, keep the surface iron rod in your hand all day long. You know, maybe only bring that rod. That way,
you're forced to do it.
Sometimes, Rick, you've seen it. Sometimes we get a surface iron opportunity on the San Diego, but it's real quick opportunities. You know, it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, 30 minutes, short windows. If you don't have that rod in your hand, you may have missed your opportunity to get your surface iron fish. So commit to it and fish with it, because we have had a lot of surface iron fish in the last month. However, most of them are coming on the yo-yo jig because that's what most people are fishing.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Very good. And to answer your question about our San Diego County County Ford Dealers Live Remote, coming up May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, will be our first one at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. Captain Mark Wheeler will be there with us, and going to be a great show. We've lined up amazing prizes again this year for our the random person that comes is going to be eligible, same program as last year, or the Shimano casting contest. Grand prize is going to be a trip for two to Rancho Llanero and Baja's East Cape. And then then the other grand prize, we have double grand prizes. We have a Hobie kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip for one to Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island. Got a lot of other great stuff, Shimano rods and reels and other packages. So it's coming up May 5th. Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a fun time.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
Sure.
Thanks. We'll hopefully see you there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Speaking of Rancho Llanero, let's head south to John Ireland. He's calling us live from Rancho Llanero. Buenos dias, John.
Well, good morning, Pedro. Hello, Rick. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, John.
Well, we've got some pretty good – it's all about the elephant. It's what it's been about all week. It's been a beautiful week. Flat water, not a breath of wind all week long. And we've been sending out four or five boats a day. And with the exception of one day, they've been limiting on yellowfin and real quality fish, too. There's yellowfin outside rolling around as much as 40 miles offshore underneath pods of porpoise. And they're taking, we got sardine. We finally got some good sardine for bait this week. They're taking the sardine and the chunk squid and getting out in front of the schools and dropping in. And I'd say the average fish is about 20 pounds. Some of them to 30. Nice quality fish, some good tigers. And then that same area that's been producing for, gosh, as long as I can remember, about half a mile to a mile directly off the White Cliffs, you know the area, Pete, off of Fraley's, just south of Fraley's there. Free swimmers in there, and everybody's limiting them. It's going down in there. They're soaking sardine or squid, and I haven't seen a fish under 30 pounds, 30 to 60 pounds in there. And on most days, almost all the anglers are limiting in there to soak in the bait. So it's really, really, everybody is targeting the tuna. So driving by, there's been a lot of tailors, quite a few striped marlin released, but they're an incidental catch. Everybody's just staying with the tuna and going after them. A couple of big, nice bull dorado this week, and a couple of nice big amberjack mixed in with the tuna. I saw one, the amberjack, that went about 65 pounds that they caught mixed in the same area right off the White Cliffs there. So, anyway, it's been a tuna week, guys. What can I tell you? And a good tuna week at that, too. So everybody's having fun and catching their limits.
Awesome, John. Sounds great. Man, oh, man. Sunshine, blue water, and tuna fishing in April. That sounds pretty good to me. What about you guys?
I can handle that just
fine. Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's head to Rancho Llanero right now. And airfares, unbelievable.
Crazy.
I mean, crazy.
Everything's
going
huge.
In fact, I purchased some airfares for our trips, and, you know, Alaska Airlines has a low-price guarantee. I got refunds on several of those tickets I bought to Cabo because the airfares are so cheap right now.
That's something to tell people again. If you're safe buying a trip on Alaska Airlines, because if you at any point find the fare for your flight lesser expensive, they compensate you back. You get a credit towards another flight in the future. I mean,
you just get it put in your wallet. Yeah.
Really,
put it in your wallet. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, John.
The wife and I flew down for the Wednesday before. Keep in mind, this is the Wednesday before Easter Sunday for $105 a piece one way.
Ugh.
That's not
including
bad.
Taxes.
Yeah, including taxes.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the Mexicans pile the tax on, so airlines doing it for like $60, I think.
That's it. So I was looking at my airfare when I redid it. The airfare was $50. The tax was $60.
That's great.
Yeah. So that was a $110 one-way trip ticket. Crazy. That's
It's crazy.
So, hey, if somebody wants to
get all the money.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Llanero, how do we do that, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252. Or check out, we got a lot of photos on RanchoLlanero.com. And I expect this bite to continue. It's a real nice April, and we got plenty of rooms and everything. So take advantage of the airfare. Come on down and catch some big elephant.
Yeah, for
quality
sure.
Tuna.
Cool,
quality,
man.
Quality tuna, guys.
Sounds great,
limit.
John. And thanks again for donating our grand prize for our San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remotes this year. Trip for two to Rancho Llanero. It's going to be awesome.
Well, happy to do it. Happy to do it. Looking forward to seeing the guests down here for sure, buddy.
All right. Thanks, John, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right.
Thanks, John. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones are absolutely packed. We're going to be talking more fishing on the San Diego. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Tell them I'm sick. Got some serious It's business on the bank.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
All right, it's coming up really soon. It's coming up, the Newport Boat Show to Lido Marina Village is on April 19th to the 22nd, just a couple weeks away. Such a great boat show. The West's oldest and biggest yacht show. 45 years as the premier yacht and boat show in the West.
The reason you go to the Newport Boat Show is the quantity. I mean, there's more than 200 boats. They have trawlers and motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, sailboats, everything you would want to find, plus all the great new products and services that help make you owning your boat more enjoyable.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's in the water, just a beautiful place to do it, right there in Lido Marina Village. Starts on Thursday, the 19th of April, at 7 p.m., from noon to 7, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday, 10 to 5. Admission's only $15. Kids 12 and under are free.
They've got active military discounts. There's free off-site parking and shuttle service. If you want more information or you want to purchase your tickets, go to NewportBeachBoatShow.com.
Check it out.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, bro. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget, Fish Pros the market with their famous smoked wahoo, their tuna burgers, and more. You can pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. I guarantee you, you'll be hooked. They do such a good job.
Indeed.
All right, let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Get started with the Catch Report with a man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you?
Doing
great.
Some good fishing.
Man. Hey, nice week up here for us on the water. You know, condition-wise, just about every day we saw our water at 59 degrees, which was good. You know, we didn't see any big hits finally in a week up here. And we had some good workable downhill current all week as well. Starting with our guys, we fished half day this week. You know, we did see a slight improvement over the last couple weeks. We're still kind of, we're primarily fishing the bottom still, you know, catching some whitefish, sculpin, sheephead. You know, the bass still haven't quite gotten with it. You know, we're seeing a few nice sand bass here and there when we're fishing at some deeper hard bottom spots and whatnot. But again, mostly the bottom fish making up those half day counts for us this week, a little closer to the harbor. Just stretching it out to our three-quarter day stuff, you know, we're still seeing good, steady rockfish catches. Certainly a day or two were better than others this week. You know, in that 35 to 45 fathom area below San Onofre, there's been no shortage of that red crab. So the fish have been a little finicky from day to day. So it's just been all about finding the right spot, devoid of that crab. And we've been able to get some catches on some nice reds, coppers, and some grouper out there. Again, not too much current down that way to make efforts complicated. complicated. So we'll continue to fish that stuff out there until, you know, something changes. So come prepared with some heavy sinkers and a couple of those 100-gram cold snipers. Those have been the equalizer as well, still down there. The Fury, he's been over at Clemente. He was there yesterday. He had some great bottom fishing over there as well. His 30 guys had no problem getting their fill of their, you know, their limits of rockfish, along with plenty of sheephead, whitefish, and a few lean cod to kind of go into their mix as well. So he's seen some real steady action over there. He's got his Catalina trips as well on the books. So certainly if you want to hop on one of his overnights or his all-day trips over to Catalina, call the office to get his schedule worked out and hop on one of those trips as well. So that's it for us. We're just hoping this consistency kind of rolls through again this week. That's certainly what we're keeping our fingers crossed for. So give our office a call. The number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawarf.com. And urge you listeners, guys, use that discount code, that HU25. Will save you 25% on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips with us. So book online. Just click the Dana Wharf banner ad right there on the front of the West Hawk Hookup webpage. That'll take you right over to our booking service. You can use that code when you book online and save a little bit of money.
HU25 is the code for 25% off. What a great deal.
So save a couple bucks and come hop on a trip.
All right. Thanks, Captain Brian Woolley. Appreciate that. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Woolley. Well, we're still waiting to hear from our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. I'm sure we'll catch up with Gundy in a little bit, but want to remind you that the Catch Report today is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They have Mexican and California licenses, offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, it's ended at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. And I know Brandon and I just went out to East County Bait and Tackle yesterday. Freshwater season, springtime, got Barrett coming
up.
Talking
about the umbrella rigs, weren't you?
Yeah.
Checking those out.
That and just in general, I just got to say, like, from a guy that spends his lifetime in a tackle store, they do such a good job at East County Bait and Tackle. It's so full of inventory. It's clean. The guys are crazy, crazy helpful. I spent way too much money in there yesterday. Like,
I'm sure Captain Ryan's never spent any money in there.
Oh, that freshwater bass fishing, it'll get you.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of money on that.
At East County Bait and Tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a good spot.
So, I was going a little bit nuts. But buying, like, just stuff that I'll use all year, you know, just worms and hooks and lead heads and things like that. Brandon's going through swim baits that are, like, $60 to $150 a piece. Just like, oh, my God, I'm on the waiting list for this thing already. May I buy it here? I'll take one of those. Oh, my God, this is the best rat there is. You should buy this rat. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to fish that. Oh, you need to have it. It's only $125. That's a really good deal. I'll take one of those. This swim bait is killer. You can't even get one of these no matter how much. And they got it for sale. That's $90. I'll take one of those. Like, I'm telling you, dude, it was wild.
Wow.
It was going down yesterday.
Yeah, I guess. You know, the other thing they're doing now at Dana Landing is tri-tip Tuesday. They're cooking tri-tip on the barbecue outside, and tri-tip Tuesday. So get it while Steve says it sells out every time.
So rad. That place, just everything those guys do is so cool.
Tri-tip sandwiches every Tuesday at Dana Landing. So check that out. There's Gundy, our surf guru extraordinaire. He's ready to give us the surfing fishing report. Good morning, Gundy.
Gentlemen.
What's up, Gundy?
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, buddy. Want to hear some surf fishing?
Oh yeah, we got real nice spring conditions. You know, one of the things we're seeing this year, and I think it's a function of some of the cooler water, is all that bait. And we've gone through last week. We had our third grunion run, so the shallows is where it's at. And with that comes the halibut bite. And the other thing is the perch bite. Real solid perch bite. Another solid week of fishing. Two top species this week were the barred perch and the halibut. Another developing bite was a big influx of calico bass in the shallows. And then we also are seeing a lot of those juvenile white sea bass. And I think that's all a function of the bait. Hook, line, sinker reported good perch action on most beaches. Grubs, gulp sandworms, mussel working for those guys. They had a fish pushing 3 pounds taken off Summerlin this week. Still lots of halibut in the shallows there. East Beach graveyards, the better areas. the hard jerk baits working there. Wiley's reported some outstanding calico bass fishing in the Rocky Beaches. One of the shop regulars had two fish over 5 pounds and some 3- and 4-pound fish. Squid is what he was fishing, but I imagine you could use the swim baits and some of the other lures inside there on the rocky spots. Big yelping, croaker, rockfish in the mix. Perch bite, rebounding, good fishing off Ventura Oxnard. Had some quality hens this week in the 2-pound class. Using the hard jerk baits on those bigger fish. The grubs are also working real good. Just fishing in Redondo reported good halibut action along Torrance Beach. Flash minnows, crocodiles taking fish to 31 inches. Big Fish in Seal Beach reported excellent halibut bite this week. The strong grunion run, I mentioned this, but that stuff inside the bay there, the grunion really get in there good, and those guys are doing real good along Shoreline Drive. Fish, you know, a lot of short fish, but a lot of legals too, up to 28 inches, I think, was a big one this week. All white flash minnows and XR10s were hot this week. Cherry Beach Shoreline, like I said, Seal Beach Pier Jetty. All that, the inlet's also a good place. The perch bite there off Bolsa Chica, very good too, with fish to 1.5 pounds. Hogan's reported in Dana Point, excellent perching, Strand, Salt Creek, Doheny, State Park, all good. Pacific Coast reported good halibut action, mostly on the beaches. The lagoon's a little slow there, but I imagine that's going to pick up real quick. Real good bay bass fishing in the lagoon. So what we're seeing is typical spring stuff, you know, lots of bait inside. And it's nice to see those big calico bass showing, you know.
Yeah, no kidding, Gundy. Wow. It's spring, right?
Yeah. How long, Pete, has it been since we changed those bass regulations? What is it, about 4 or 5 years now? 4 years?
I think something like that.
That sounds about right, 4 or 5 years.
So I think we're just starting to turn the corner and seeing some of these better quality fish. And I just think the future of that fishery looks real bright. I mean, heck. The sports barber had a 7-pounder. It's got to be getting
them. Oh, yeah, the sports barber gets them, man. Alex, are you kidding me? Uncle Al always gets them.
He's a sleeper, but he's a hell of a fisherman, I'll tell you that.
He is,
He's so kicked back, you just don't think he's that good, but he is.
No doubt about it. Go get him, Uncle Al. Hey, Gundy, thanks a lot. Great job on that. And tell you what, if you want to know surf fishing, Gundy is the man. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Great show, you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Gundy.
Gundy, very much. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines. They want to talk to Ryan.
You got it, man. Let's talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. What's up, Don? Thanks for hanging in there.
Hey, great show this morning, guys. And, Captain Ryan, your website is one of the best that I've seen. You guys did a great job.
Thank you, Don. Thank you very much.
My question this morning is, I've seen guys that have changed out from treble hooks to single hooks on some yo-yo irons, and also changed out to single hooks on the flat falls. What's the best way to do it? I see guys using split rings, but I also see some welded rings.
Yeah, Rick might be more of an expert on this, on the tackle side of things. I have seen it also a lot on the boat, and I think it was, you know, where I've really seen it come into play here in the last few years is fishing those bluefin, you know, putting single hooks on surface irons when we were catching bluefin on 7Xs and stuff. Those single hooks seem to hold them best. I always tell people on the boat, if we're targeting yellowtail, stick with a treble hook. If we're targeting tuna, then, yeah, single hook may be better. But, you know, for yellowtail, in my opinion, it's awful hard to beat just a traditional treble hook.
What is it about a treble hook and yellowtail? It just works better in their mouth.
It does. I can remember being a kid and fishing mackerel, you know, fly line mackerel with my dad on the sport boats, and that's how we did it, fly line with a treble hook. And, yeah, you're right. It just does. A treble hook and yellowtail go together nicely. Yeah.
And as far as changing them, too, split rings will work on a few lures, you know, because people make very high-end split rings. But honestly, if you're going to change a hook on a surface iron or a yo-yo jig, you really do need to get a welded ring. The problem lies in that where the hole is at the bottom of the jig, the distance between the outside of the lure and the hole is just too great for a split ring. So to get a split ring on it, you've got to open that split so far that by the time you spin it onto the lure, it just doesn't close again, and it's just too big. Like if you needed to make a change on the fly, you'd be better off leaving the solid ring attached and then just using a smaller split ring and attaching the hook to that solid ring. So you got two rings there, And then the ideal situation is to come into a good tackle store, drop your jigs off, and you know, and have us weld a new welded ring on. We do it literally all the time at Fisherman's Landing. It's a process.
So if you have a favorite jigs, hook's rusted, bring it in.
Hook finally fell off, or you want to swap for a Siwash to a single or back to a treble or whatever, just bring the jigs in, you drop them off, you know, a week or so later, you come pick them back up, and we just weld new rings on and put new hooks on.
Nice. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them and talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Tom.
Another nice foggy morning up this way. Ryan, I was on your boat one time there, and there was some larger yellowtail hanging around North Island there. And, you know, South Island was holding a lot of that smaller grade yellowtail. Can you talk at that issue? And then at also the grade of rockfish you're getting, as well as the grade of yellowtail.
Yeah, well, that scenario that you saw there where there's larger grade yellowtail at North Island and then maybe the smaller grade at South Island, that's a very common scenario. North Island, especially in the last 10 years, has had some very good grade yellowtail. You know, those 18 to 28 pounders has been very common up there. And then over towards South Island, we have had a lot of periods where we're catching that smaller grade, the 5 to 12 pounders. And I don't know why. It used to be when I first started driving boats to the Coronado Islands, if you wanted to catch a big yellowtail, it had to be around South Island somewhere. It had to be under the light, you know, a spot called Under the Light. There was big ones there. On the Lea South, ribbon kelp, you know, if you wanted to target a big fish, it was the kind of the exact opposite of what it is now.
Oh, really? So even under the light now, a lot of still small grade?
Yeah, we do get some good ones there, but, man, it was a really special time for me because I just started driving the Mission Bell, my first few years driving a boat, and if you went under the light and you had a shot at yellowtail, they were good ones, real good ones. They were 28 to 40 pounders.
Whoa.
We had a lot of 42, 45 pounders under the light. They always seemed to be there. But now, you know, we haven't seen them there for, you know, 8-10 years. If you want bigger grade yellowtail, lately it seems to be around North Island.
How did the tuna pens there, which is a big operation now, how does that affect your fishing at the Coronado Islands?
You know, those guys have done a real good job of placing them in the perfect spot, you know, and I think Ted Dunn had a lot to do with that. They really don't affect us at all.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, there's one spot that they took away from us. We call it the smooch, and it's a good spot. I'd like to be able to fish there, but, you know, we only lost one spot, really. And if you've seen it recently, there is a lot of tuna pens there.
Yeah, there are.
For them to only take away one spot, it is an accomplishment.
Mostly in the mud there.
Mostly in the mud. Yeah, they put them in a perfect spot.
That's great.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, we're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more information, more catch reports. You stay tuned. Plus, it's your shot to win one of two passes to go fishing on the San Diego. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Rap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Rap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Rap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap Mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trank 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trank's reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank's Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at the restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology, or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology, and no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat-out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.